Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4455.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay, so my aunt had pretty significant influence on me growing up. She's always been my mentor. She's been a breast cancer survivor. I've always looked up to her. I've been able to talk to her when I wasn't able to talk to my parents about things, and she really understood me and like my family dynamic pretty well. So she's always been a good resource to go to whenever I needed to talk to someone or needed like advice from an older person.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be successful, socially conscious, a helpful person, and someone that people can rely on.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm someone who realizes that all humans are on this earth together, and that we all have to work together to make our time here as best as possible.
What makes you smile?
Kids make me smile.
And why is that?
They just seem like they're almost like so pure and like unadulterated, and society really hadn't corrupted them yet.
What types of things make you sad?
Injustice in the world, violence, fighting, things like that.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
My world was growing up. My family always really stressed like education and hard work and kind of really influenced like who I've grown up to be.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
Growing up, I've always had a soft spot for animals. My mom is an animal lover and a nurturer, so that kind of rubbed off on me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think honesty, diligence, and a concern for others, because they're important traits for everyone to have, and they just make the world better for everyone.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I'd like to see my hard work and diligence flourish, and as for withering, I guess I tend to overanalyze things a lot, so just like relaxing and not reading too deeply into things.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
The idea of self-responsibility and taking responsibility or owning up for your own mistakes or success, not quitting on things that you committed to, and just doing something that you're passionate about.
Tell me how you like to spend your time with your family.
I like spending time around the holidays, around the dinner table. I like cooking, walking the dogs with my mom. It's usually a time that we can talk and bond.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
A couple of years ago, my grandmother bought me a plane ticket to visit family that I haven't seen in a while in California. So that was a big surprise, and it was really great time.
What was your favorite part about California?
Got to see the redwoods and go hiking and do lots of outdoors types of things.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I like playing in the neighborhood with the kids my age, bike riding, skateboarding, and I've always been into wrestling.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
Okay, so my favorite book is A Confederacy of Dunces. I typically like fiction, and my favorite literary character would be Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird.
What is your favorite word and why?
I like nostalgia. It has a interesting sound to it, and when it happens, it kind of brings back memories that you never thought you had.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
The last book I read was The Hunger Games. My favorite character was Katniss, the main character.
Why?
She was a kid, and she just seemed like way more mature and knowledgeable for her age than she should have been.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
I just saw The Dark Knight last week. It was a good movie, lots of action. I enjoyed it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
My favorite sport to watch would probably be football, just because it's fast-paced and entertaining.
What do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
I like to hang out with my friends, watch TV, read, exercise, just staying active.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm not really that creative. I don't really express myself with art too much, but I like to think that I have good ideas about things.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told that I resemble Ewan McGregor.
Do you know why?
We both have red hair, and if you've ever seen the movie Trainspotting, we resemble each other in that.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
A couple years ago, my grandmother was dying of cancer, and she wanted to stop treatment and go on hospice. And there was a dilemma in the family, if everyone was going to be all right with that, with her decision. So it turned out in the end, she ended up dying in her home, and we realized afterwards that that was the best decision. And I guess I realized that it's important to not interfere with people's decisions and let people do what they want.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
This one was a tough one, but I think I was thinking back, and it would be Nicholas Copernicus. He was a Renaissance man, had a lot of interesting ideas. He theorized things that were way beyond his time, and I'd like to just figure out what was his take on life and how he came up with these ideas.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess my biggest life experience that shaped me was living away from home for the first time. With college, when I moved away, it was a lot more freedom, but it took an adjustment to take care of yourself and look out for yourself and different things. So.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
It was actually recently. I was debating whether or not to go to grad school, but now that I've started, I know it's the right decision, and I'm looking forward to finishing.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised you, or unsettled you, or challenged you, and in what way?
Studying physics has really always intrigued me, and I guess just the theory of, just the fundamental idea of Newton's law of gravity, that it two objects attract each other. It never really, it can't really fully be explained even now. They don't really understand all of its inner workings, but it's such a fundamental law of the universe. I think that's kind of baffling.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
I guess in my sophomore year of college, I had to take a class that was called Social Construction of Race and Ethnicity, and it really opened up my eyes to the idea of white privilege and just things that you really don't ever see from the perspective of a white male.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd like to be traveling and enjoying myself, not in school.
Is there any place in particular that you'd like to go?
I'd like to be in Ireland. I have family there, and I'd like to go visit them. It's been many years.
What is your approach to life?
I like to take things as they come and to try and enjoy every minute of every day, because life is finite and you never know when it's going to end.
What was the most difficult time in your life and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I was really close with my grandmother. When she died a couple years back, she was living with us, and I guess just family support helped us through it. And it really made me grasp that life is finite and to try and enjoy people while they're here, because you never know when things could end.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Just recently, I was volunteering at a crisis nursery, and it was very interesting. Kids were coming from horrible backgrounds, and it was nice to just be able to put a smile on a kid's face.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
My favorite board game was always Candyland. Me and my sister always used to play that one.
Who was your favorite actor?
Bryan Cranston, the actor from Breaking Bad.
And why?
Well, I watched him in a number of TV shows when I was younger, and I think that he can just portray any character, and he really assumes kind of like almost like gets into the role, and you can't really tell that he did anything else.
What is your favorite dinner?
I really like Thanksgiving dinner with like turkey, mac and cheese, stuffing, pie, the general American stuff.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I guess this was a tough one. I just had to think, but I guess bungee jumping. I tried that when I was in New Zealand, went off the high wire. That was quite the experience.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I'd like to be able to travel more. I don't really have the funds and time to do it right now. I guess like sleeping more, stuff like that. Spending more time with friends. But I know in due time that'll all come.
You are majoring in rehab sciences. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, I've always been interested in like health and wellness, and I guess I had an experience in college where I was observing, and initially I was interested in physical therapy, but the more I learned and saw like the different aspects of the different types of therapies, I really grounded my interest in just rehab in general. And
what are your plans upon graduation?
I hope to be able to do a thing called be a travel therapist, where you would live and work in different cities in the United States for like 3 to 6 months, and apparently your room and board are paid for, and it seems like it'd just be a great way to experience the country while still working.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I think I would want to be a professional football player. That's kind of it's obviously pretty far-fetched, but it always seems like it'd be really cool.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I hope that I would be working, maybe own a house, start a family. I hope to have done traveling by that point and just been settled down. And
tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I think a romantic evening would be either going out for dinner or cooking dinner, and seeing like live music at like a concert or a bar where a band's performing or something like that.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for someone who's passionate about what they do, honest, and healthy.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
To put their wants or needs above my own would probably be the nicest thing you could do for anyone.
How is your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with my parents has always been pretty good. I've usually been closer with my mom, and my dad has been always closer with my sisters, just like the way our family kind of works. And I guess me and my dad have like butted heads on different things, but it's usually because we're so much alike, even though he doesn't realize that at times. But my mom's usually a good mediator, and we all get along in the end.
So you have a sister. Do you have any other siblings?
No, just one sister.
And what were they like growing up?
We've had a lot of similar friends, and we've been pretty close growing up. She is the much louder, more outgoing person, where I'm kind of the listener and more reserved, but you can kind of learn a lot more by listening and watching than you can by always being the center of attention.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
I was very energetic. I was always out doing something. I loved being outdoors. I had like a bug collection, and I was always in like climbing trees and like riding bikes, and just never was inside. Always had to be out doing something.
What is your best memory of childhood?
I guess my best memory would be in this. I had family in New England, and every summer I would go up and spend a month, and that was like awesome for me, coming from suburbs, to go up in the middle of the woods. And I had a cousin who was a couple years older, and he would take me out doing things, and he would
was like almost like my older brother, so I could like look up to him. And he was an only child, so it was like a release for him too, I guess, to have someone to hang out with. So that was always a good time.
What is your worst memory of your childhood?
I had a childhood friend who was actually my neighbor, and he passed away at a young age in a car accident with his dad. That was tough to get through.
What are your best memories of high school?
My best memories of high school were on the wrestling team. It was a great group of guys. We had halfway through, our coach had started a family and had little kids, so he had to leave. But we had a new guy come in who was a lot younger and brought a lot of energy to the program. And made a lot of friendships through that. So,
what are your best memories of college?
My best memories of college would be hanging out with the guys I lived with. They were a good group, and we were all friends, and we would spend a lot of time just like sitting on our porch and doing different things.
Was there a teacher or teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life?
Yes, I had one college professor that I became pretty close friends with, and he was kind of an influence for me to go into the graduate school that I'm in now. He told me that I should, and that it would be a waste if I didn't. And he ended up writing letters of recommendation for me, and just was a good influence.
What lessons have you learned from your relationships?
To be yourself and be honest, and to never lose touch with reality.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I thought I was going to be a helicopter pilot, because I always loved helicopters, and I guess as I grew older, I realized that that wasn't going to happen, and I guess it was just like a childhood dream job type thing.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
Our family, I guess for tradition-wise, there's a few family recipes that have been passed down from my grandparents that my mom cooks now, and my sister doesn't really cook, so I'm kind of a chef myself, so I've over the years learned a few other things, and it's always like competition who can make it the best.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in the program for the economic benefit. As a college student, it's hard to work when you're in grad school, so for extra money.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just like to tell any child growing up that you should follow your dreams, work hard, don't quit on commitments, because you never know where they'll take you, and to just follow your dreams and do something that you're passionate about.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4455.